views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
Good morning again, everyone here in Seattle and wherever you are listening to the show. I want to welcome you again to another episode of Get Sophisticated. I am David Zarza, your host for today, and I'll be your intuitive guide. I'll be your eyes and ears to the universe, you know, delivering the messages, the insights, the guidance that the universe would like to get to you, but that you might be a little too busy living your life to receive. And what I love about the show is that we get to explore the mechanics of how the world works, the mechanics of how the universe works, how we work, so that once you have that wisdom, you can do something with it to create a spectacular life for yourself, to change the world around you, to dial into a passion, a creative genius, which we're going to discuss today, so that you can make an impact in the world, to create and make whatever it is you desire. Because after all, that's why we're here. That's why we have these wonderful lives in these physical bodies, because we have this impulse, we have this drive, which we're going to go deeply into, because today's show title is Light Up Your Life by Connecting with Your Inner Creator. So I'm so excited because I'm going to give you some more tools today that will hopefully light you up and get you going on that road that you may have been too hesitant, too shy, or not clear enough that was meant for you, that path was meant for you. And I'm really excited about that. So prepare your questions, keep your ears open, and listen to what we're going to share, because I would love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your questions about what does get shared. And if you need some clarification, some guidance, and maybe even a reading, those are always fun. So I want to start with, you know, that big elephant in the room, and I'm sure you've been hearing a lot about this, and you might be tired of it, but I'm going to mention it again really quickly. It's about the Super Bowl. So, yes, I'm here in Seattle, and I am a fan of the Seahawks, and I am actually not a longtime fan, because it was only last year in, I believe, October, where I just learned how to play football. Okay, this might sound like a silly factoid, like how is that even possible? It's America. But seriously, I just learned how to play football. I never understood what the first and 10 was, you know, what a safety was, or a sack, or whatever. And this friend of mine decided, you know, he wanted to show me how football worked, because every time he would bring up the conversation about, you know, who am I rooting for, who am I watching, I'm like, I don't really care, because I don't even understand the game. So to extend the topics that we could discuss together, you know, he thought he would teach me. And it was really cool, actually, because once I knew how the game worked, which is really funny, because that's how I am in my approach to life, that once I know how something works, I then feel more interested about it. So he taught me how it worked. And soon after, this friend of mine said, hey, I've got tickets to, you know, the Seahawks and the Cardinals game. Do you want them? And I'm like, sure, why not? I'll go to a football game because I've actually never been to a professional football game. I've been to tennis matches. You know, I've been to baseball games. I've been to race car shows. But I had never been to a football game. So anyway, I went, and it was actually a lot of fun. Kind of overwhelming because, you know, Seattle is known for the noise we can make. And boy, it was noisy that day. And we won, which is, you know, one of the games that helped us get to the Super Bowl. And so I was kind of bummed that we didn't win this Super Bowl because I was so hoping we would. Everybody kept asking me, you know, so who do you predict? Who do you predict is going to win the Super Bowl? And like I tell my friends and family, you know, when I'm too close to something or invested or have a desire for how I want it to unfold, getting clarity or getting objectivity around it is really hard, really difficult. So I could sense that they were absolutely going to go to the Super Bowl, but I was not able to see, you know, whether they were going to win or not, because in my mind, yes, they were absolutely going to win because I wanted them to. So anyway, the reason I wanted to mention them is because that is an incredible example of people who, these players who are living out their passion. You know, they wouldn't be able to deliver playing that game in such a great way if they didn't love it or they didn't love something about it. And that's one thing that we're going to touch on, you know, in the show, that in order to live a fulfilling life, and you know this, you absolutely know this, but I am here as yet another mouthpiece for the universe, as a reminder, as that, you know, additional alert saying you've got to love your life and you've got to start doing it now. And so how do you do it? And that's what we're going to answer. So on the topic of other news, which sort of connects to what we're going to talk about today, which is creativity, creative genius, making an impact, and owning your own, you know, authentic power or your power of will, I wanted to talk about this issue that keeps showing up, which is around measles or vaccination. And so, as you guys might know, I am married. And we have had this discussion around having kids or not, because, you know, when you are, you know, in a gay relationship, you can't accidentally have a kid. it's totally intentional and it's on purpose. And one of the discussion points that my partner and I have, Philip, which you guys know, is around vaccination. So for the longest time, I was anti-vaccination. Yes, I was vaccinated. You know, I went through that process as a kid because I didn't have a choice. And I didn't have any negative effects from it. None of my siblings did either. My parents, no one in my family had any adverse effects from a vaccination. But I kept reading about all of these ingredients that might be, you know, toxic or carcinogenic or just not good for your health and body. And so I just became a fan of having that choice and opting out of vaccination. But then recently, you know, getting more information about vaccination and that it doesn't cause autism and that I'm going to have to make that choice when I'm a parent, I decided, you know what? I wouldn't be living my truth. I wouldn't be living the beliefs that I tout or share about if I didn't go through with taking advantage of the technology of this present age. I would not be living in the present and taking advantage of, you know, vaccinations if I didn't do it, if I didn't follow through with it. And so I shifted my point. I shifted my perspective so that I would move forward with having my children vaccinated, because I want to be present in this age. I want to take advantage of the technology that's available. And that's just that. So I'm just curious about your guys' thoughts about that. So we're going to take a break, but the phone number to call in for your thoughts, your questions, requests for insight, guidance, and a reading is 800-930-2819. And you are listening to Get Sophisticated with David Zarza.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guest Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23.
All right. So welcome back, everyone, to Get Sophisticated with David Zarza. I am David, your psychic guide to the universe. And today we're talking about creativity. We're talking about lighting up your life by connecting with your inner creator. So last week, I had a lot of fun. And the response from you guys was really great because I got so many emails about the topic around archetypes. And again, just to recap really briefly, archetypes are these fundamental structures of the psyche. So they are like ultimate versions of a thing. And the way I see them, they're energetic templates or patterns of energy. So that when we step into them or they step into us, we act, feel, speak, and live as if we are living out a story. And I work with a family of 12 archetypes, and I named them all last week. And today, we're focusing on the creator and the destroyer archetypes, archetypal forces, because they're incredibly powerful, and they are incredibly relevant right now, today, which is February 3rd, because there is actually a full moon in Leo. And I had an astrologer, my favorite astrologer, Arlene Tognetti, on the show before. And I'm not an expert in astrology, but when I see certain things happen in the skies, I have to mention them and I have to share about them because, like I mentioned in the last segment, I am the voice piece of the universe for you today, sharing with you that reminder again that you've got to move towards a life that that lights you up. So full moon in Leo, what does that mean? So Leo, it represents that part of you that is unique, that is creative and wants to express itself, that wants to express that fire for your life, that wants to light up the world, not just you, but the world around you. And to me, what that means, translated into the language of my world, is that Leo, the constellation Leo, is trying to excite, trying to move, trying to motivate the creator archetype in you. And the creator is an incredibly powerful archetype, as you can imagine, because it's one of those direct conduits to the divine. You know how the universe began with the bang, and that creative force has not stopped since then. It's only built more and more momentum, and now it works through us, you and me. And you must heed its call. You must explore. So I have a question for you. You know, do you feel that you have this creative genius in you? If the answer is yes, awesome. Now it's time to figure out what it is for you. If the answer is not, that you don't feel you have this creative genius in you, I got to tell you that you're wrong. That you do have this incredible creative power in you, and you've got to give it expression. Because the one thing that I've noticed in my almost decades, it's been one at least, close to two, of doing the work that I do, which is helping great people become even better, is that stifled creativity, or creativity that's not moved on, will lead to stagnation, to the point of possibly giving you like severe anxiety issues or depression issues. It's really interesting because anxiety and depression are sort of like a circle. When you get too extreme on either, they start looking like the other. And for me, when I translate, you know, those experiences that my clients are going through into the mechanics of it, I just know that that's power mismanagement. They are literally mismanaging the power that they have within themselves, because you have an incredible sense of an incredible power of will. And you know this. Anybody who's been in an argument with you knows this. And that power must be expressed in a healthy way. That power must be shared with the world around you. The power must be expressed through you. And it must be expressed through you towards the striving of being of service in the world. Because here's another reality about the creator force in you, that it's actually, let me talk about a different topic, sort of. So you guys know about reality shows, right? You guys know about movie stars and creative and famous people. Fame for fame's sake, to me, it depends on the situation, of course. But generally speaking, seeking fame for fame's sake is a reaction to not feeling like you are enough. And let me say that again. Seeking fame for fame's sake is a reaction to the idea that you are not enough. That how you came into this world, that how you are now, is not enough. That you must be bigger, better, prettier, thinner, richer, you name it. Because you do not feel like you are currently enough. And there's really nothing wrong with seeking fame for fame's sake. But what I've seen with some clients is that will lead to a type of burnout. And you are very susceptible to self-sabotage. Because when you are seeking that much attention from that many people, it is difficult to still hold clarity around who you are and what your voice is like in this world. Because it's easy to get muddled. It's easy to get confused and off your true path towards your true self. And so I always, you know, start the process by getting in touch with that part of them that tells them that they are not enough. And I got to tell you, usually it's not a part of themselves. It's not a part of the client. It's usually an old voice from someone that they had an encounter with sometime, you know, between childhood and young adulthood that told them that they were either useless or ugly or fat or not worth their time or whatever. And so they got to deal with that wound, because guess what? We all have those boo-boos that we've got to get over, slap a band-aid on it and keep moving forward, and not build your life around that wound, around that boo-boo. So let's talk about how you connect to your creative genius, because that's more empowering. But I just wanted to share that with you, that it is part of our culture, the American culture, to seek out fame. And so I want to pull the curtain from that drive, from that motivation, if your motivation is coming from the idea that you are not enough. Because got to tell you that you are. You're perfect. You're whole. You are pretty amazing. And it's time for you to realize it. Okay? So I want you to join me in this dialogue. Give me a call with your thoughts, your questions, or a comment, or a request for a reading at 800-930-2819, because I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions around the topic today or another question, because I just love having conversations with you. So yes, full moon in Leo. Talked about how Leo is that part of you that is unique, creative, and wants to express itself in the world. The full moon, what it does is that it illuminates that part of you that doesn't feel creative enough, or doesn't feel that you have used your creativity in any way right now. And the reason it's showing up right now, February 3rd, 2015, is because the universe is saying, stop the insanity, you know, get going on who you really are and don't put up with the BS. And we're going to talk about what the BS is and how to get over it and what other obstacles you might be confronting, you might confront on the path towards your full expression of your creative genius, which I'm really excited about. So come on back. This is David Zarza on Get Sophisticated. And let's continue the conversation. Serious way, maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities. Join us Valentine's Day. Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with Inspirational Jane to explore important issues to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
This would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy.
All right. Welcome back again, everyone, to Get Sophisticated with David Zarza. Phone number to call in is 800-930-2819. And today we're talking about lighting up your life by connecting with your inner creator. Basically, getting the move on towards expressing yourself in a creative way. So I wanted to talk about the potential obstacles when you start this journey towards your creative, more creative self, because guess what? Just like the way the solar system, you know, spirals through the Milky Way, some of the same things that you will encounter on that orbit, the similar thing can be said about you and your life. When you start on a specific trajectory, you will confront certain things that are kind of universal. But before I go into that, let's talk to one of our callers, Maria in Bellevue.
Hey, Maria.
Hello, how are you today?
Hey, we're
Hi
good.
There.
Hey there.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, it sounds a little windy.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to pull over. I have hands-free in my car.
Oh, got it.
Would you mind doing that real fast? We're getting a little bit of road noise there, too, Maria. If you don't mind, I'd be appreciative.
No problem at all.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks, Maria. So as Maria pulls over, that's so cool because I do that. The same thing, Maria, so I I know exactly what you mean. I'm always on my phone making calls because it's, you know, let's make that time productive, right?
That's right. It's multitasking to pull it. Anyway, I didn't have a real question. I just wanted to check in and just see, in the face of adversity, how you feel that I could do something better. Be more whole.
So, tell me more about that. Like, what do you mean by whole? Because I know what it means for me, but what does it mean for you?
For me, just whatever happens around me, that I'm okay, you know, more balanced on the inside without having all the stress, like, eat me up.
Okay. And so where does the stress usually come from that affects you? Does it come from a fear that something really isn't going the way you planned? Or is it coming from from the worry that, you know, this might not be exactly what I wish for? Where does the stress usually come from for you?
For me, it's more surrounding things that happen with my children that I take on as mine, that I worry about, and my grandchildren. So mm-hmm. I just want to know, even though no matter what they're doing, that I'm okay in my life.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I think I understand your question, and I love it because we all do this to some degree, and I really mean all, as in everyone. Because, you know, yes, it's our job to, you know, take care of our life, to make sure that we are making the best decisions for ourselves. But when we invest in a loving relationship with someone, whether it's a sibling, a parent, a child, a grandchild, or even close friend, then we are somewhat energetically entangled with them. So for me, whenever I start not honoring that person's journey, in other words, when I see them doing something that might not be entirely healthy or optimal or the way I would do it, and I start to get into that, you know, that downward spiral of worrying and stressing out about them, I've got to say, you know what? I trust that the universe is doing this on purpose and that it is for their best. So I will be here for them and I will show up in the best way possible when they need me. But right now, I'm going to let them experience this part of their journey. How would that feel, Maria?
Very much.
What was that?
I like that approach. To take it from me and trusting in the universe that it's part of the plan. That's very helpful.
Absolutely. Because I got to tell you, it is part of the plan. Even when they fall down and they, you know, they hit their knee or they scratch their hand, it's part of what's going to make them the amazing human being that they're going to turn out to be. So
okay.
I hope that lets you experience less stress, Maria, because guess what? The universe needs you as empowered and engaged as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear, and have a great day, okay?
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Benny, thank you for that.
Sure, so no problem.
Who do we have next?
Yeah, we'll take Nanette calling in from Kirkland now.
Hey, Nanette. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi there. Oh, I seem to have lost
a path or something. My life is just very inactive. I used to be quite active in a lot of different things, and I'm wondering, is it my age, or is there something out there that I can do and just recreate and be a better person?
Yeah, yeah. So, Nanette, what's really interesting is that sometimes I need a person's name, you know, for that person to say their name more than once for me to get a read on them. But yours came through incredibly powerfully. And the archetypal energy that I see around you right now is that of hermit, you know, is that of...
Of who, hermit?
Hermit, also hermit. known as sage. Yes, it's the one that communes with the universe, one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, great.
And,
okay.
And what's really interesting, too, unfortunately, is that Hermit operates solo. So...
Okay.
Have you been feeling basically alone recently?
Well, I am alone.
Yeah. So literally you are alone.
Yeah, no, I don't feel lonely, but I am alone.
Mm-hmm. So
I've been alone for, you know, quite a while, although I do have children and grandchildren, but I'm not really that close to them anymore because they are adults and living their own lives.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing about Hermit, Nanette. Is that it is meant to keep you in a state of distance from many people. And what's curious is that you are actually coming out of hermit, and what energy comes right after hermit is that of, and this is not a criticism, okay? It's just the name of the archetype. It's the fool.
Oh, okay.
And
I can adhere to that. I feel like that most of the time.
Do you really? Okay, well, now you've got to embrace it consciously, because what fool is causing you to want to do is to take those risks and get into those places that you would have never imagined you wanted to go before. You know?
Oh.
And so I have an idea, I have a feeling that you have had these thoughts of where you can get active, but you haven't been doing it because guess what? It's been either unfamiliar or kind of daunting. Is that true?
Yes.
And so
like
what's
volunteering? I mean, otherwise, I don't have any plans or thoughts to do anything else.
Mm-hmm. So you said volunteering?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you say volunteering?
Volunteering, yes.
Where?
That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, I'm not, you know, more or less eligible for jobs. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something, so I don't know what to do.
Got it. So where is one place that you want to volunteer at? What's one cause that's close to your heart?
Well,
is it around animals? Is it around kids?
It was around animals, horses.
Got it. Guess what? That's your first next step, to really say, I am sort of done with hermit. I'm ready to step into fool energy. Where can I volunteer where it involves horses and me being around them?
Oh, okay.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to get in touch with a rescue horse rescue place in Stohomish. And, of course, it's a distance from here. Uh-huh. But maybe... You know, they would have some ideas, or they could use me.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I love it, Nanette. And guess what?
You
got to go in that direction.
Pursue that.
Go for it. Go for it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are welcome, my dear. Have a great day, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Wow. That is so awesome. I wonder if Nanette, I wonder how long Nanette has been deliberating on moving forward around volunteering with horses. And like I said, being a mouthpiece of the universe, I've got to be that reminder again. You got to get to it. So we have some more callers, but we are going to take a quick break. Again, you are listening to Get Sophisticated with David Zarza, and the phone number to call in is 800-930-2819. And we have one more segment, so come on back.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I love that. Now you, because you're changed, you are now stronger. And that is the truth. So welcome back, everyone. This is David Zarza on Get Sophisticated. Today we are talking about lighting up your life by connecting with your inner creator. So I teased you before the last segment that I was going to share with you some of the obstacles that get in the way when you're on this path. And I'm going to share that before we take another call. And because it's really important, because once you start on this intentional path towards self-expression and you harness that inner creator in you that's meant to make your life a little better, and in doing so, make others' lives better, hopefully, a curious thing happens. We get daunted, we get scared, or we get paralyzed, and we return back to the familiar comfort of what's known. And one of the most convenient ways that we do that is by becoming addicted to something. And I mean that honestly. We become addicts. We deal with our addictions, because to me, addictions are not a disease. And this is kind of controversial, because I've gotten into some discussions with people who are in recovery of different sorts, who tell me that, you know, they are broken people, that they have a disease that they can't control, they just manage. And I always have to challenge that, because it's a really powerful statement to say that you are something, you know, that you are this alcoholic, or that you are this drug addict, or that you are this gambling, you know, addict. And I don't like saying powerful things like that unless they're good. So the way I see addictions is they are not just an illness. They are not an illness or a disease. To me, they are a form of power mismanagement. Because, like I said, you are already enough. You're already amazing in how you are in your life. And the missing piece is just understanding where you're going to channel all that awesomeness. And sometimes we get really scared of what that awesomeness looks like when it's channeled in a very powerful way. And the easiest way to sort of ease the pressure on that awesomeness is to divert it towards an addiction, whether it's to overspending, overeating, oversexing, over gaming, you know, over drinking, over drugging, or sometimes the addiction can even be an emotional state, you know, like victimhood, where we don't take responsibility. So you've got to watch that. When you are saying out to the world that you want your life to change and become even better by moving forward with what it is you love instead of what it is you feel you have to do, you've got to check your addictions. You know, where are you not managing your power that well? And I think I might even dedicate that topic to the next show this month, because it's really important, and it's been popping up more and more in my conversations with clients and friends and just random people, that, you know, there must be something that the universe is trying to tell me through that too. So I just wanted to leave you with that. Watch where you might be diverting your own awesome power into something that's either harmful or not so harmful, but it leaves you numb, or distracted, or off target, unfocused. All right. So, Benny, before we get to the end of the show, let's take our last caller.
All right. We'll take Susan calling in from Bellevue.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Susan.
Hi. How are you? I'm just really relating, and everything you're saying is resonating. And it's the first time I've heard your show, so it's divine.
Yay.
So really, I mean, especially that what you just said about diverting and being scared and looking for safety and going back to the familiar, no matter how destructive it is or how far away from my path it might be. Yes. I work in a very busy, intense, workaholic corporate environment, and I burned out in mm-hmm. December, and so I'm taking a short leave. And can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I said I love that. I'm glad you realized that, and you're taking a break.
Yeah, it was. I think I hit bottom before I got a heart attack or a stroke, but I was on my last straw. So I'm very grateful that I got out when I did. And I'm finally up and starting to be able to process things and function. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I'm seeing this as an opportunity for rebirth. Mm-hmm. And to really embrace that inner creator. But yes. As you're talking, you know, I've been having this push and pull and looking at other corporate places where I can go that maybe isn't so intense. But in my gut, I'm feeling that the traditional, you know, environment isn't what's next for me. Mm-hmm. And work used to be my addiction. Now it might be my emotional state, or it might be reading. I'm being diagnosed with adult ADHD, but I don't know if it's really anxiety. So I was wondering if you could maybe do a reading or help guide me on how I tap into my inner creator and what I do now to even start. I'm feeling kind of paralyzed, and I should be so happy that I'm not working right now and I have this time and freedom, and I'm just not.
No, I totally hear it. So here's one thing that I just noticed like immediately, and I'm sure those around you, whether in work or family, see it too, that you're an energetic powerhouse. You're like a battery, mm-hmm. you know, so that that if someone needs something done, guess what? They're going to give it to Susan.
Yeah.
Because you don't stop. You will keep at it and keep going until it's done, completed, mission accomplished, you know? So the positive to that is that you can be given almost anything and you will move on it without question, usually, until completion. The downside, or what I call the dark side, is that you will have trouble articulating for yourself what you want to move on from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you will have difficulty figuring out what it is you want to move on because you want to move on it.
Yeah.
It's easier for someone to tell you what to move on. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so here's your journey. Right now, you have been fighting against your reality. You've basically been denying the truth, which is, I need to take a break, and I've got to enjoy taking the break. You have not allowed yourself to breathe.
Right?
Because you've been worried about what's next.
Yep.
Where am I going to next?
Yep.
And here's what I got to tell you, at least from what I see, for the next 2 weeks, you've got to do nothing. You can read, you can take walks in the park, you can, you know, drink tea, but you cannot focus on what it is I'm going to do for work. Because guess what? After those 2 weeks, you're going to choose the next place you're going to work at. You're going to say, I want to go here, and this is why. Like within those 14 days, you're going to get that clarity. And what's really awesome is that really quickly, you're going to find the opportunity shows up for yourself.
Mm.
But for these next 2 weeks, honestly, Susan, you've got to just take a breather and not worry. Because right now, the worry is what you're addicted to.
I don't know how to stop it. It's a constant tug of war, and I'm told I need to go have fun and go do things, and I don't even know what that looks like.
Okay,
I don't know. I've been living to work for so long that I don't know how to live.
I totally get it. I totally get it. So here's what I recommend. You know, reach out to me. Send me an email because we're about to close up the show. We don't have enough time, unfortunately, to finish. But I would recommend starting up a daily spiritual practice. Send me an email to david@davidzarza.com.
You
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660. That's 206-420-8660.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guest Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org.
Register for a half-day workshop and bring a friend for 40% off.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SophisticagayTed.com or call 206-420-8660.